So we got in the middle of Hakdama Dalet, Dalet Lama Sabia. What we spoke about in the beginning, just to recap, I'll say this outside, that there are four Lamos, Rosh Tevos, Abia, Aleph, Beis, Yud, Ayin, which stand for Atzilus and Bria and Yetzira and Asiya. These are four worlds, and that's broken up also to four sections of the Sphiros. Atzilus is Chachma, Bria is Bina, Yetzira is Tiferes, and also there Ampin, which is the six, the package deal of Tiferes, which is really Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, those six together. And then Malchus is Asiya, that's the bottom of the Sphiros, the bottom of the Olamos. And we also have other images of these worlds. There's Abba, Ima, there's Bara, Barta, there's father, mother, there's son and daughter. So these are the four ways of the Olamos, four different Sphiros. So the mother, the father first is Chachma, Ab is Chachma, the aim is Bina, and Teferis, that world of the middle, the Zer Ampin is Bara, is the son, and then Barta is the daughter, is the Malchus. So he's going to explain a lot of this now with regards to Leah and Rachel. Leah and Rachel is very, very big in the world of Panemius. The Ramchal dedicates a lot of time talking about Rachel and Leah. Connects to the Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef. So let's take it on page Kuf Mem Ches now, again, the beginning of Hagdama Tes. In Hagdama Tes. He writes, Nimsa Sheshnei Hahein, the two Hays, Yudke Vavkes, the two Hays, Shel Hashem Havaya, Heim Osios HaNukva, Ima Ubarta. They're females. We discussed in the past, they have the word Amad and Amda. You add a hey in the end, that makes it to a Nekeva. Hey almost always represents Nekeva. Right, I gave a drush about the Zachar Nekeva, how hey represents Nekeva and Zachar Vav is Zachar, and I gave the example of Yom and Laila, and Mrs. Levy, Chava Levy, said I was wrong on the Laila part. The Laila, like the exception, where even though it ends in a hey, it's actually it's the masculine. And there's another Israeli that was there as well who also pointed that out, so it was a very bad example I gave. But in general, there are always exceptions, but in general, the hey represents Nekeva, it's feminine, and the Vav or Yud represents masculine.
And most female names end with women's name. End
yeah,
with hey.
Right, most masculine exactly, yeah. Words. Yeah. So I got in a little trouble there, but it's okay to get in trouble sometimes. So it says here, Shnei Osios Yud Vav Shebeshem Heim Osios Aduchra Shem Abba Ubara, and the Yud and Vav and Yud Kei Vav Kei represent the male. I've just said this in the past, just to show the point that nighttime is always Nekeva and daytime is always male. So that's why on Shabbos, when we say in the different Shemini Esrei's, that Friday night we say Vayinuchu Va, we pay attention, Vayinuchu Va, we say with a Hey, that's nighttime, that's female. Daytime we say Vayinuchu Vo with a Vav, that's the daytime. And Mincha time we say Vayinuchu Vam, they come together, male and female, that's a Vam in the plural. So that's just a way to help remember the Vav is the male, the daytime, and the Keva is nighttime. That's also why, which I imagine I mentioned also in the past, it's brought down halacha. At nighttime you cut the bottom challah, the bottom is always the female, she's always the lower one, she's the Malchus. In the daytime, which is the male, we cut the top challah, that's the male. Okay, so he says further now, Shnei Asfiros, Bina u'Malchus. So these two spheres, which is Bina and Malchus, those are the Nikreis Gamkein B'Shem Leah V'Rachel. So Bina is the mother, and the Malchus is the daughter. That's also Leah and Rachel, that relationship with each other. Again, as I mentioned, this is a very important relationship. Before going weiter, take a look at the bottom left. You have to read the footnote, but the Dina Kasha V'Dina Rafi, the bottom left, that the bold there, it's in Os Tes, but it's the second paragraph. Dina Kasha is a hard type of din and judgment. It's more severe, and the Dina Rafi is lighter. So what is the significance of this? So Tam Shamru B'Sefer Zohar B'Shar Kavanos D'Yom Echad Rosh Hashanah Hu B'Chinas Dina Kasha Nikre Leah. With 2 days Rosh Hashanah, even in Eretz Yisrael. Day one is called Dina Kasha, a very hard, a strict day. That's called Leah. V'Yom Beis the Rosh Hashanah Hu B'Chinas Dina Rafya Nikre Rachel. And the second day is connected Rachel, which is lighter. And it connects to different things. The Bnei Sasch has a beautiful piece. I also want to look at it. He talks about the Simanim, right? We have Simanim Rosh Hashanah night. So Leah and Rachel had given the Simanim over to Leah, signifying this concept of passing over. So that's considered Leah and Rachel, these 2 different days. The Sifsei Chayin and Yaman Noraim, those who have it, he talks about in the very first piece how day one is connected davening for Ruchnius, and day two is connected to Kashmius. connects to Leah, who lived in, who was buried in Eretz Yisrael, which is a place of Ruchnius. That's day one. And Rachel was buried outside, is connected to Gashmius, the Chutzart, which is more of a Gashmius place. So these things all connect to Leah and Rachel. And he says further in this footnote, in Yana, who Kemosha Kasav Ha'arizal Beitz Chaim, Ki Leah hi dinim kashim od, Shi lamala bimakum hasasim. Leah is in a place that's very hidden. Its being is a much higher sphere, and therefore the dinim are much more severe when you get closer to Kavdish Baruch, who it's much more dangerous, if you will. That's where Leah is. About Rachel, who nimtakes, Rachel was lighter. She was in the place that was begali, him bemakum golisha chasadim, a place that was open and wasn't a dangerous place. So these things are very important. I don't think we have to read the rest of this paragraph, but this Leah-Rachel relationship is very critical to understanding the world of Panemius. And again, the Ramchal's writings is very heavily weighted on this.
Rabina and Malchus, you said, was mother and daughter?
Yeah.
But Leah and Rachel are sisters.
Okay, Enechanami, right. They're different relationships. Enechanami. So then he says, back inside the main text, Kisfiras Bina Nikres Eim Habanim. Bina is called the mother of the children. Mishum shemimena yotim shishabanim. The reason why she's called a mother is because six children came from. You know, Leah, we'll see in a second, Leah had six children, six sons and a daughter. So six children came from her. V'heim hashishi ketzavos, the six ketzavos, which is really the six angels. We always view the tferes, the middle one, as the six, as their anpin, that's all six unit. The six ketzavos means six ends. You know, if you have the dimensions in the world, there's six dimensions, really. If you take a cube, so a cube has six dimensions to it, right? There's four, and then there's front and back. That's the always the, that's the world, the space we live in. That's Vav, the Shisha Ksavos. So Hanikraim Badim, they're called children. They're called children. The Fishahim Mashbiim, because they give off. A male always gives off their Mashbiya. Their, so Chesed gives and Gvur gives. So the six sons that come from the Bina. And Lachain Nikram Ducha, they're called Ducha. Ducha is just Aramaic for Zachar. And Bas Achas, and there's one daughter. Who is the one daughter? Malchus. Malchus and Nikres Barta. So the Malchus, the daughter, she's the daughter. So Leah, the Aim, the Bina, she had six sons. Chesed, Gvura, Tferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisro. Those are the six sons that Leah had. And then Malchus was the Dina. That was Dina, the daughter. V'chein ha'isa la'Leah, Imanu, alav ha'shalom, shisha banim bas achas. It works out perfectly because Leah had six children and a daughter, six sons and a daughter. So take a look at the footnote in the bottom here. Os Yud, Leah Hibina, Bipardes Rimonim the Ramak, Kosov, he writes that Bina Nikres Eim Habanim, Kinin Leah, she connected to Bina Shialda Vavbanim Basachas. That's what he said above. Vahainu Sheva Sviros Hayotim Imenu, the seven spheres that came from Leah, Vion Kimimenu, and they're nursing from her. O Efsher, Shishne Banim Benabas Tferes Malchus, Hakol Inin Echad. He doesn't explain that. Next paragraph in this footnote still. V'zeh tam shenikres bas Leah b'shem Dina. So why is the daughter of Dina? Why is the daughter of Leah called Dina? Why is she called Dina? She kemo ha-malchus shenikres Dina. Malchus is Dina. Dina de malchus adina. You'll see this referred to a lot in this farm. Dina de malchus adina. It's malchus. Malchus is a place of din. So Dina fits perfectly to be the daughter of Leah, because every time there's a woman's considered din. A woman's considered din. A din means limited, it's restricted. Women are more tanua. So she had a daughter, so that's called din as well. It's called Dina. That's Malchus. And he says further, Kemot shekasev chazal dina de Malchus. Adina ki Malchus shorin hadinim dinim. Not sure that stands for. V'tevas dina hu osios adnus alf dal nun yud, which are which is the name of Hashem. Each of the spheres have a different names. So the name that's referred to Malchus is always Adnus, the master, Adon. Hashem shall spheres Malchus. So we see the word Dina all connects to the world of Malchus. V'tevas Adnus im hadal osios ola Dina. It adds the gematria of Dina with the he at the end. Okay, let's go back inside the main text. Now, spheres Malchus, which is Nikres, even though we're referring to Malchus now as Dina, the daughter of Leah, it's also called Rachel. There are different layers here, and Ezra's right to his question. Even though Leah and Rachel are sisters, and we're referring to them as mother and daughter here, there are definitely a lot of layers here. So the Sphiris Malchus is Nikres Akeres Abayis, which is the Iker, the Bias, the primary of the Bias. Mishum Shirachli Meinu Alav Hashalom Hayisa Ikaris Abayis. She was the foundation of the home. Shebishvila was in light of her. Avad Yaakov bebeis Lavan kamosher kasev in the pasuk. Avdecha sheva shanim b'Rachel bitcha ktana. That's the whole reason why he came to the house of Lavan. He wanted to marry Rachel. Now it didn't happen first, but that was the whole rule, and therefore she's called the Akeres Abayis. Ukemosha sviras ve'ein acherim klum. Sorry, kemosha sviras malchus he hatachtona shebesviros ve'ein acher klum. Listen to this amazing thing. Malchus is the bottom of the sviros. There's no other spheres below Malchus. Kein nikres Rachel akara shein labanim. Akara also means to be barren. Rachel didn't have children for a long time until Yosef and Binyamin finally. But she was not keres abayis in terms of being barren because Malchus doesn't have any offspring. Ve'al sod zenema Rachel mevak al banesh. She cried over her children. She cries over her children. Ki einenu, because she has no children. So that's Rachel. Rachel's constantly crying because she wants children, she doesn't have children. Now the way she really gets children is really, eventually she had Yosef and Binyamin, is when all the other six spheres above give her, Malchus is like a kli. If I have a cup, it's worthless unless I pour water on it, or coffee or oranges, it's worthless. So Rachel was only able to create something until people gave her, until the other spheres gave her. She's crying all the time until we all finally get filled up. Then finally, that Malchus is full, able to come give off a Yosef and Binyamin, a Lita Mashiach ben Yosef, and then ultimately that brings about the Mashiach ben David. Okay, next page now. He says again the main text here. Hine Yaakov. So now we have Rachel and Leah. Hine Yaakov avinu lav hashalom haya bebchinas tiferes, which is the osvav shel Hashem havaya hanikre amuda dem tziasim. It's always good to keep in mind, you know, learning the spheros, there are three basic, you know, there are chakiris. When we learn Gemara, there's lamdas and there's different chakiris. So three basic ways to view all the different spheros. And this is how you reconcile a number of contradictions. There's always up and down. There's always right and left and middle. And there's outside and inside. So up and down is, you know, we've been speaking about up until now, the males on top and the females on the bottom. So that was in a Chachma Bina, there's up and down. And then there's right and left, which is Chesed is right and Gvura is left. And Tiferes is in the middle. And there's always outside and inside. There's Chitonis, what you see on the outside. And there's Penibius, what's really going on inside. So now he's shifting to right and left and the middle. So right and left, so we know right is Chesed, left is Gvura. And Yaakov Avinu, Alav Hashalom, Hayab Bechinas Tiferes, he was the fusion between Chesed and Din, which is the Osvav, Shashem Avaya, Hanikre, Amuda Dem Tziyasa, the middle pillar. That was Yaakov. So now, even though Yaakov is really a bridge between right and left, it's that fusion, it's also going to serve as a bridge between up and down as well, at the same time. The letter Vav itself is Vav Achibor. We know to say the word end, to put two things, this and that, the letter Vav means end. It's combining things. So, I think Reb Tzadok writes, I think I mentioned this also once in the Drasha, that why did Yaakov marry two wives? So he married two wives because Avram, Rav Tzadok writes, married Sarah because Avram was chesed. He was all chesed. He was not to say too much chesed, but he was too much chesed in that he wasn't able to perform the Akedas Yitzchak, which was against his nature, until he married a lady named Sarah who had the din of Gvura. They teach him what it means to be Moshe Nefesh. And Yitzchak was Pachad Yitzchak, he was Gvura, but he needed to be balanced with Chesed. He married Rivka. That's why Eliezer had to look for Dafka Baal Chesed, who was giving water to the camels and water to everything. So he needed Chesed. Now Yaakov, who's Tiferes, both Chesed and Gvura, so the Gemara Nadarim tells the person can never help himself out. So he had to marry two wives. Leah was Din, balancing his Chesed aspect. And Rachel was Chesed, balancing Yaakov's Din aspect. So that's why he had to marry two different wives to balance both of his aspects. But that's viewing Leah and Rachel as Chesed and Gvura as the right and left. There's also the up and down now. So if you read now inside further, he says, Hu amiyached umekashe shneha hein bechinas Leah v'Rachel. He's combining the hay of the top of Leah with the hay below of Rachel. V'rak Yaakov Avinu Lav Hashem haya yachol l'chaber. Only he is capable of doing this. Ki hu ha-merkava l'midas Tiferes. He is the chariot, the one that holds that banner of Tiferes. Shu b'chinas ha-ozvav ha-omeid bein shnei ha-hein. The vav of Yud-kei, vav-kei, the vav is in between the two hays. V'zeh ya iker tachlis avodas Yaakov Avinu Lav Hashem ko achav beis shanim b'beis lavan l'chaber l'kashe es shnei ha-hein. His whole tafkid was to combine the two ladies, the two wives, the two hays. Aideshe hela es ha-hei tata l'sharsha ha-hei ila. To bring the daughter back to the mother. In this case, the sisters back to the to each other. She'te abas kima, so that the daughter should be like a mother. He wanted Leah to have to be a mother, to have children as well. He wanted to elevate her. And, you know, in the end of the day, Rachel is buried outside of Eretz Yisrael, like we mentioned, which means that there's a big separation between the hay and the other three letters. And all the Sfarim speak about the way to bring the gula is to bring that hay back in. That's what's missing here. You know, this was discussed in that Moshe Shatz, that Hagdam I went through, about the different four rivers of Pinimius, of the Gra, the Ramchal, the Baal Shem Tov, and the Rashash. So the Baal Shem Tov represents the lowest letter hay. And that hay is what's separate. Yud Hey Vav is the Keneged, the Rashash is the Yud, and the Hey is the Ramchal, and the Vav is the Gra, and the Hey is the Baal Shem Tov of the Talmidim. That represents a person figuring out who they are, their nefesh, and bringing it back. So he explained a very nice idea. That's why there's such a big hisnagdus between the Gra and the Baal Shem Tov, because the Vav and the Hey are completely separate there. Right. And that's just in a deeper way, that's what was going on. So Rachel represents Hey as well, and she's just separate. She's in Gullus until we are able to bring her back together. That's what's going on in a much, much deeper way. Everything in the world is just about you know, finding Hashem's name. It's Yudke Vavke is everything. It's mamish everything. I remember when I went to Eretz Yisrael with my parents. When I was in 12th grade, I think it was. We went on some tour into the Kosel, and they pointed out, if you look in like side of the bricks, you could see like Yud Kei Vav Kei, and then you could see G-O-D and stuff. I don't know what that meant, really. I knew what it meant, but I didn't really know the significance of it. But now the Sfarim all speak about how you're supposed to find Yud Kei Vav Kei in everything. It's always just putting the letters back together. I just saw yesterday, I don't remember where, the Baal Shem Tov says it's an Indian that each person has to find their name, how it connects to Yud Kei Vav Kei. So my name's easier, Yonah's son is easier, you know, Hashem's name is there. The different names are easier to figure out, but every name connects back to Yud Kei Vav Kei. One of the examples I give is to show this. Every mitzvah is really Yud Kei Vav Kei. So tzedakah. Tzedakah, what's tzedakah? So tzedakah is there's a pruta, there's a coin, a penny, let's say. It's a yud. That's a yud. It's in my hand, which is a hay, the five fingers. I extend my hand, there's a vav, and I drop into the ani's hand to another hay, so the hay is separate. Either Yud Kei Vav Kei, it's all, I'm the usher, I'm giving the money. It's all to me. The hay is something separate from me. He's standing outside my house. So I drop the coin in, and that connects Yud Kei Vav Kei to each other. And it's true also of challah, let's say. So lecha mishnah, so we cut the challah. So there's a yud, you cut off the little end, that's a little yud. And then the challah is a vav, it's shaped like a vav. The Sfarim speak about it, shaped like a vav, side points, because there are two challahs. So vav and vav is 12. There's 12 lechem upon him. That's what they speak about, the Arizal sizes. But I have two hands on. The Gemara says, the Tosa says, two hands have to be on. There are 10 fingers, connected 10 words in the bracha hamotzi. There are 10 mitzvahs related to hamotzi. But they also represent the hay and the hay. So there's a yud, the little thing you cut at the end. The hay of one hand, the vav of the chal, and another hay, that's yud kei vav kei. So every mitzvah, it may not be as obvious. Well, those are not obvious unless someone tells you they're obvious. It wasn't obvious to me until I read this somewhere. Now they become obvious. But every mitzvah has yud kei vav kei. So you have to just figure out how they work. So our names are like that. So everything in the world is really yud kei vav kei. So we're bringing the rachel as the hay. We're trying to bring her back into the picture.
This cutting off at the end of the challah, this is the minute of cutting off that little end of the...
I think so. You know, I think I made this up about the challahs. I might be wrong. That's how I found Yud Kei Vav Kei. I could be completely wrong, though. It makes sense to me, but...
So the Brisker had that minute of taking off the end.
Yeah.
He didn't know what source of it, but it was like a segula for shchicha.
Yeah, it's brought down that. That's such a thing. I don't know much of the source of it.
Yeah, he said he didn't know the source, but he's not taking a chance.
Yeah. I hear that. Very good.
It seems like if you're looking for that, if you're looking for Yitzhak, you can probably find it. Again, if you're so focused on it,
yep.
You can come up with my hand, you know.
Yep, 100%.
Whatever you just said is going to change my Friday nights now.
Right.
It's a whole new way of looking at things, for sure.
It's incredible.
It's amazing.
Absolutely incredible. Everything. You'll see. You'll start being sensitive to it, and you'll see the whole world differently. As you learn these far more and more, you'll start seeing even people. You know, you start it's not, you're not judging people, but you see certain people who are, who's like midas yisod, and that guy's like a midas chesed, and that guy's a midas tferes, and you start seeing like the whole world in a different, completely different. It helps actually with down the kafschus even, because once you realize that it's not about why is that guy, you know. I remember someone once said, how come, you know, Hasidim in general, they just push people, they just walk and they just push people around. They have no sense of, you know, Derech Eretz. And so Rabbi Zilber said, no, you don't understand. That's their culture. That's normal. It's not that they're trying to be mean and push you around. It's just a different culture. So once you start understanding people come from a different shoresh, it's not against you, because I'm so timely. Why can't that guy come on time? I don't understand. I'm timely, but I have my chesedron. So he has his certain things. How come that guy's a Baal Chesed? I'm not a Baal Chesed. So once you start realizing everyone's a different shorish them, it starts making things much easier to how to understand people and not to start judging people.
Tanya has that also with the Shammai Hillel being from two different sources.
Yeah.
And then the Shammai and one leaning more towards Chesed, one more towards
that connects itself to so many different famous stories, of course, and so many machlokism as well. So you see, the whole world has changed once you start learning this. Is the time right? So people going down. So we can sure try to finish this 6:12. Yeah. Okay. So we'll see the world in a different light than Mirtz Hashem. So continuing now in the text, if you want to take a look, we don't have time for this, but you want to look at Oshud Beis on your own. It just talks about how in different ways we see Yaakov as Tiferes. He's really combining the two different worlds of Shnei Noalim, their two tents, and Eshemayim is really fire and water coming together. That's Shemayim, that's Yaakov who bridges everything together. You can take a look there. So now if you look back inside the main text, we're now on page Kuf Nun Aleph. He writes, Kasher Nasa Yaakov Avinu Lav Hashalom Es Leah. When Yaakov married Leah, it had to be in such a way. It's such a the whole mice is strange, but it had to have been in such a way where he didn't know who she was until the morning. Why? Moshe Kasev, the pasuk tells us, describes Ahiba Boker v'nei Leah. He only realized in the morning that it was Leah. Lefisha Leah romezes l'sfiras bina. Leah is a higher sphere of bina. She hahei ilah hanikra nikres alma diskasya, very important concept as well. She's in an alma diskasya, a hidden world, which is above. So she had to remain hidden to Yaakov until Yaakov realized who it was. Ukasher nasa es Rachel azayah de Yaakov. Then when he married Rachel, then he was aware, and very aware who he's marrying at that time, because the lefisha Rachel romezes l'sviras malchus she hahei tata, which is the lower bottom, which is nikres alma diskalia, which is the world that's revealed. So Rachel was married in a way that was apparent, and Leah was married in a way that was very hidden. So that works out nicely. The way you bring the malchus back up to the source, to connect the hay, the bottom hay, to the vav, so there shouldn't be a separation. And afterwards, then to bring the vav and hay together up to the other hay, haynu lechaber hay vav hay leyud hay. The real Iker place of his residence was in Rachel's place to connect the Vav and Hey. That was the Iker goal of Yaakov. This is dependent on all the actions of what we do in this world. Because of sin, that caused this big separation. From our actions, our ma'asim tovim, we're able to reconnect the vav and the hay. Therefore, it says in the pasuk, "Halob Rachel v'aditi mecha." Didn't I serve you? He says to love, and I served you to marry Rachel. Kizet ikra vodasi. The hasig is bechinas Rachel la'losim. My ikra goal was to bring Rachel back, to bring the hay back to where it's supposed to be, and you undermined everything. Aval ba'ol Leah hayarach leprakim. He only spent some time in Leah's tent from time to time. That's the secondary goal of Leah, of Yaakov rather. Lalo shneim lebina, haynu lechaber hay vav hay leyud hay kadesh shetuchal hashefel leyered mibina lemalchus velo yeshim pirid bemta. That's the second mission, but the first mission was really Rachel. That was the ikker job. And finally, just to finish off the this hakdama, the toeles hayidia beil advarmhu, the benefit of knowing these concepts. To understand how our avos and imahos carried the Shechina. They were connected to worlds incredibly high that we can't even understand. The Their whole goal in this world was just to fix things up in Shemayim. Binyanim Shem Lamala Mala Mesagasenu. From much higher than we could really understand, but he's just giving a little bit of an insight of what they were trying to accomplish. Even though on the surface they were just marrying someone, they were really fixing the osius of Shem Hashem. Okay, so we'll stop here. Next week I'm not going to be around. I'm going away for a couple of days, but then maybe we'll pick up.